This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
Super 7 has launched maybe the most insane, loosely 1/18 scale G.I. Joe item in, I would say, over 10 years. Historically speaking, I was not blown away by the Skystriker HasLab just because it's a vehicle we have had a lot, and it's also not massive, etc., blah, blah, blah. This Cobra Mothership is bonkers. I mean, it's huge. It is 1,000% unique. We've never seen anything like this in terms of a real American hero, middle years, modern era toy, period. Like, this is kind of what I feel like most O-ring collectors have been dying for, which is something that is built to interact with your toy line, but is also not even remotely close to a retread of anything we've had in plastic in the history of the brand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're off. You know, if you think about this O-ring revival with Strikeforce Alpha and Longbow and Hidden Force and Robo Skull,
Operation Recall.
Yeah, Operation Recall, Delta 17 and beyond.
Zyka. Zyka's about to launch the retros.
I'm excited for that Zyka, by the way. You know, I have, I think, 15 of their Riot Commandos. And, you know, the guys that do the Invincible and the Fist 6-inch, their prototypes look great. The conversations I've had with them have been lovely. Whatever their partnership is with Zyka to bring out more O-ring, I'm excited for. So, yeah, this mothership is... We as O-ring collectors, because I know you're not one, we as O-ring collectors have been shouting for something for a while. And yes, I know something always means the flag and that'll never happen, but holy shit, who thought the mothership would happen? And when we saw it over the summer, it looked cool, closed up as a showpiece, and everybody was like, oh, that would look amazing, but what can you do with it? And Brian and his team are showing out. Now, Gary and Steven have already covered a lot of that. Full Force has already covered a lot of that. And, you know, we're not a news show, so I don't need to go into all the specifics and describe the damn thing. However, I am compelled to...
I think there's a lot of stuff for us to talk about because this is... It's been a long time since there's been something announced that, like...
Earth moving?
Well, also, but kind of can be worked into both of our wheelhouses.
I'm curious about that because as we look at that, right, it is on target, on brand for reaction. And then they like blow us away with an O-ring figure. You know, yeah, with the lid on, maybe not, but with the lid off, you know, as you look at the pictures, how does it look for 4-inch to you?
So this is a funny one for me because when it was first shown... Privately, you know, I was like, it's going to be expensive because it's a huge vehicle.
Yes.
I mean, and that is the same. That can be the same for Hasbro. You know, the only other really, you know, company making massive vehicles, you know, I would say I can't really think of anything else. But my thought was always it's going to be aimed at reaction, which has always, since the inception, directly from the horse's mouth, been produced to interact with O-ring.
My thought here was with reaction, since they're straight leg, it should give you plenty of leg room for a 4-inch, but you look at leg room different than I do because you've had to Dremel vehicles and everything else. And I'm pretty much like, hey, it fits. Let's roll.
So not even, I'll save the leg room conversation for my next point, but What I struggle with or have struggled with in the past with, say, Skystriker was the detail. It's designed to look retro. So when I take a 4-inch figure, especially like the golden era of 4-inch G.I. Joe, they're hyper detailed. They don't really, like, I don't blend vintage vehicles with modern Joes, even the ones that fit. I mean, obviously, like, I have tons of the 25th anniversary Hiss tanks and Awestrikers and Vamps.
The basics, yes.
But they were all slightly retooled to accommodate modern detail.
Okay.
So I have talked about years ago, you know, I bought the Phantom X19 from Todd.
Yeah.
And I was like super excited and I got it. And besides just the absolute craziness of the size and where I was at collecting and living, etc., it sat in a box and then I sold it because at the end of the day, it's a huge jet that I didn't know what to do with.
You now have a house. You now have a toy room that you're building.
So, well, I mean, but even with that, that being said, I'm also afraid of where vintage plastic is now. It's brittle. It's, you know, whatever. So what I'm getting at is I was afraid, or afraid might not be the best word. I was going to try and lean into the detail on the mothership is going to be retro. It's not really going to be my thing. It's going to be awesome. You know, I'm going to like to look at it, but, you know, I'll probably end up it'll be an easy pass because it's not going to work for me.
Okay. And is it an easy pass?
It's not an easy pass. I will say, you know, full stop, that I think it is definitely a little bit more retro than I want, but there is enough star power and enough stuff mixed in where I'm like fine with it. Realistically, like what I envision in my head in terms of, you know, the photography I may or may not ever actually get around to doing is troopers with jetpacks or trouble bubbles coming out of that back ramp.
That would be incredible, yeah.
The back ramp has got enough detail to be modern, vintage, doesn't matter. The fact that it has stands, and this is, I am openly against adding electronics to increase the price, but with this, where they're adding the electronics with, like, I think it's like 15 or 18 little LED lights in the bottom, and it comes with a flight stand. So you hit that button, and it's got the clear smoke stands, and it's going to have the lights shooting down.
It's going to be dramatic as hell.
Like, it's going to look awesome. That is kind of where electric gimmicks kind of work in my eyes. Now, again, this is my opinion. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, don't. This is just me, how I navigate spending $500 on an item. But yeah, a big part of what I wanted to do today, because I spent a lot of money on the Ghost before I had even finished Rebels the cartoon.
And that is scaled for 4-inch.
Star Wars Modern is slightly smaller than 4-inch. It's actually closer to an O-ring size. It's a little bit bigger than an O-ring. Not quite a 4-inch.
Jesus, sure.
Yeah, this, like, believe me, this, like, the way the modern articulation 118 world existed when all brands were doing it was enough to make you rip your hair out because not everything interacted well. But that being said, this mothership is just neat. It's cool. And they actually offer something that Hasbro doesn't. If you go to the Super 7 website and you add it to the cart and you start to gear up to hit the purchase button, there's a little tab for a thing that is, it's a brand called Shop Pay. I have used Shop Pay a ton of times. It is essentially a line of credit that doesn't affect your real life. You attach a credit card or a bank card and you pick a payment plan. They pay for the item. And this is where, in a regular setting, so like with Boss Fight Studio, they have Shop Pay. I have done tons of orders where I've, like when I did first dove into Chicken Fried Toys and I was like, well, I need horses. I went and I bought a shit ton of horses from Boss Fight. I used Shop Pay. I was able to split it up into payments every 2 weeks. So it's like, okay, I spent $150, but I didn't spend it right now.
So with that, I saw that it was an every 2 week payment, but you said that there were other options.
Yes. So with Shop Pay, on bigger items, they offer longer payment plans. Now, if you do the 2-week payment plan, they don't charge you interest on most purchases.
Okay.
But I looked at the interest on this mothership, and it was really not bad for a year. I looked at it to split it up into 12 payments with the cost of shipping and the cost of tax. I think it was somewhere in the $40 to $50 a month payment plan.
In percentage-wise, did it add like 1%, 12%?
I don't remember, but it was low. I think it was like no more than $30, I want to say, in interest, which is not bad considering a year loan.
Sure. I mean, that's 1 6-inch figure.
Exactly.
That makes this attainable, especially in these days where Hasbro is just like wiling out on everything on their whole 2024 shipping list. We're just getting it yesterday. But before we jump into that, I think this playset is incredible. I loved how the armory has sculpted in weapons and backpacks as well as space for the weapons and backpacks. I was looking at the O-ring figure, and I know Full Forces are already validated that they're swivel arm. And then you were showing me on Instagram and a couple other places where the actual designer of the O-ring figures were showing that they're swivel arm, even though there were some questions in the photos. But what I noticed on those were kind of like the Riot Commandos. You're not seeing the rivet in the elbow. These modern construction O-rings have a smooth elbow. It will not blend in with your 86. That's okay. They still will play with your 86. I'm very curious, and you and I were talking about this just over the phone over the weekend, but these figures are a new trooper. It's a new figure. And I'm wondering, you know, as everybody's speculating, so what the hell, we're going to speculate too. At this point, since Hasbro's done a few O-rings, and then they're clearly not doing anything with O-ring to any large amount, right? Maybe another Transformer, maybe not. But I'm curious if what we see going forward in O-ring from somebody like Super 7 would not be a retread of Duke, Baroness, blah, 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 but rather just new things. And I'd be okay with that. I would never at all complain at that. This trooper looks awesome. Looks like there's two of them, a gray and a blue. I am personally very excited about this. A went nuts looking at this. And the shop app thing makes it attainable.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is like, we've talked about it, and I don't want to get too heavy into it, but the current financial state of collecting is like really kind of choking me out. And like, we've talked about it a lot of times. It's a lot all at once. End of that statement. But
yes,
being able to look at this item, if you look at Super 7 as a whole, everything is limited run. When they do ultimates, there are extras, but not a lot. So you can still get them from BBTS. I don't think that's the case with this vehicle. This is going to be...
I mean, this is a Kickstarter / HasLab / whatever crowdfunding thing. This is a one and done.
Exactly.
But there's no way to do this any other way. Kind of like their castle. And I know you didn't go to Ohio, but I saw the castle personally up close. The distance between me and the castle was 6 inches beyond the glass that surrounded it. And that Thundercat castle, you know, for a 3.5 foot tall brick to match what the cartoon and the original toy look like, the detail they slapped inside of that was phenomenal. And now this looks like even more, because they're not trying to mimic the Thundercat castle that was released in the 80s at a large scale. They're building something fresh, and it is gorgeous. As an O-ring collector, I don't care if I ever get another perfect Baroness or Duke or barbecue, whomever. This is invigorating. You know what I mean? And as an O-ring community, this is our time to put up or shut up, right? We've begged for something. And this is something that people outside of G.I. Joe are taking notice of. This is something that is exciting all the way around. I'm I just hope that we as a community can meet it. I know it's expensive, but you just shop app. I don't know. I'm now rambling.
This is exactly where Super 7 shines. Look at Reaction as a whole. Not just G.I. Joe. Look at Reaction as a whole. They shine with whatever license they're picking up and doing. They shine at including very fan-friendly and unique details, as in like accessories, appearances. I did some deep diving kind of on your behalf because, you know, truth be told, I'm not going to pick up any more O-ring figures. I can't. But
sure.
But I was doing some deep dive because I do care about the scale. And in an interview, I was browsing. I cannot remember the website because it was literally 1:30 in the morning, which I was in a very weird state, frantically trying to figure out if there was swivel arms or not for a toy line. I don't really, you know, have that much invested in the figure wise. But anyways, Emily stated in one of the Yojo June things that they were kind of putting O-ring on pause. That's from Hasbro. Also, with an interview on the Full Force, Brian from Super 7 had said he originally went after the O-ring license. They said, not while we're doing it.
So I don't remember that. I thought he said something else, but he's been on the Full Force a couple times, so I might have just missed that one or just forgot because you know how my brain is.
Yes, and in one of his several interviews with the Full Force, he essentially had said, he's like, hey, I loved O-ring G.I. Joe. Like, I would love to have done O-ring G.I. Joe, but similar to what he said with the Ultimates, he said, you're not going to see vehicles from us in Ultimates because that is direct competition with Hasbro.
I remember that because he had also said, you know, a lot of times people say, I want this. He makes it and people don't show up, which is
exactly
part of my own, like, as a community, we need to.
Yes. Basically, what I'm trying to roll into here is that I read an interview where I believe that O-ring Joes are now on the table for Super 7, or it was hinted at. I mean, clearly it is. Hello. They just showed us in-hand prototypes. But
right.
And also, let's talk about the price. As of right now, the add-on sets of the O-ring Troopers come down to $15 a piece. That's awesome.
That's banging. Yeah.
That is the cheapest O-ring G.I. Joe we've seen since the 80s. Or excuse me. Since the O-ring was retired, this is the cheapest O-ring we've seen offered. So I think that Super 7 doing O-ring to any extent is going to give what the O-ring community at large has been begging for, which is something new.
That's what I'm begging for.
So we're seeing, if you look at the design of the two O-ring figures that are shown, one is a stretch goal, so we might not get it. The other one is the one that is already available to pre-order. It's got a similar sculpt to an 86 Viper leg, and it's got it's a new addition. You know, like these are the, you know, Steven and Gary were talking about it. These are designed, you know, their gear is designed to be in, like, you know, a non-pressurized cabin or whatever Steven had said, you know.
Those two know way more about vehicles, like real life vehicles, than I will ever pretend to know. So yes, whatever they said is exactly what I just said.
We know moving forward, if you just look at the Reaction style, I mean, the Reaction line gave us a really good Quinn with an amazing Quinn card back, which we've never had. I don't have any insight to Super 7, but I hope that if the community shows up and shows the love that they've been begging for, This has the potential to really give everybody what they want, because it is O-ring figures to go with your collection that aren't just a reissue. I think I can speak for everybody universally. We're good on reissues.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of the community loves reissues, and I'm not saying reissues are bad. I'm just saying they've been reissued. Give me something new.
Well, all right, let me add a caveat. We're all set on reissues that aren't troop builders.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for everybody because I know a lot of people do love, and clearly our community has no problem shitting on humans when it's not 100% exact. But at this point, yes, I would love new. Whether I'm alone or not, I don't care. I want new. I want something to add to what I have, not replace what I have.
I think the biggest thing that we need to just keep hammering in is this is real, official, licensed, real G.I. Joe. Now, that's not a slam towards any of the indies because...
No, because they're indies.
All I collect is indie. All I collect really is indie. All I enjoy collecting right now is indie toys.
Yeah. Well, and indie has been indie has been proving the model, whether it is the Riot Trooper, which we have in hand today, whether it's all of the 50 O-ring indies that have popped up. Like, I'm exaggerating, but it's been a lot in the last year and a half. They're proving the model with sales numbers. Riot Commando proves the model in hand, in plastic. I'm excited that we have a new Cobra to add to the collection. I think we're beating this horse to death.
Yes, and I'm going to close it out. This week, I'm going to sit down, read all of the fine print, and I'm in on this because I can split the payment.
And it needs to be this week if you want to add the parachutes, which I guess we don't need parachutes. They're parachutes. You can pre-order this after the 22nd, I guess all the way up into December, I think. But who doesn't want two extra parachutes?
It's a vintage style parachute. It's vinyl. It's not cloth. I'm never going to use the parachute.
We will.
Oh no, of course. And I'm stoked for you. But like, if it was cloth, I'd probably figure it out, try to, you know, give it a go. But because we can split this payment, I'm in. I mean, I hope it gets funded. I think this could be a monumental shift because if this is successful enough, it opens the door for them to do maybe regular sized items.
Brian was at PowerCon in Ohio. I tried to meet him, introduce myself, had a few friends saying, hey, you really need to go meet this guy. He could not walk on the floor without getting mobbed. And I'm not even exaggerating at this point, right? There was never a point that I saw him that he didn't have at least three or four people around him. Usually it's like one or two people talking at him, a couple other people with them, and then just a large group of people standing around listening to the conversation while pretending to look at product. He was busy in conversation. I never got to meet him. But the way that booth was designed at PowerCon, it was very focused on Thundercats. However, there was two glass shelves full of G.I. Joe Ultimates. I hope, you know, Ed has announced Gridiron for Joe Fest next year. I don't know if he's chasing Super 7, but at this point, I hope he can get Super 7 for Joe Fest because that would be an amazing draw, especially with what was just announced by Super 7 now. And if I had the chance to meet and chat with Brian, he seems patient and lovely. The interviews I've listened to him with Chris have been incredible. I would love to see him join our community.
Super 7 is at that perfect size where they are a big enough and reputable enough company that they have major licenses. You can find their toys of various stylings in multiple huge nationwide retailers. Target, GameStop, I believe Best Buy maybe I've seen Ultimates pop up in Best Buy. I could be crazy. So, you know, I can't say 100%, but I believe I saw that on the internet because certain Best Buys have like a little collectible nook. They're also still very much an indie company. They're small. They have always been insanely personable since their launch. And I don't see that changing. So I think it's just the stars aligning and getting them into a Joe-centric show is you know, I hope. I know Ed had teased, I think, three huge announcements, right on the Joe Fest official Instagram is where I saw the announcements. So,
and Gridiron seems to be one.
So I'm hoping, you know, when he announced the three, you and I immediately were like, I hope Super 7's one of them.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, I would love to have the chance to be on a show floor for 4 days where they're at, because it's inevitable that we'd be able to at least say hi.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is kind of like a real huge moment for the 118 collective community of G.I. Joe to like even if you can't go in for the mothership, like you can order the O-ring figures, you know, they're right on the website. So
it's wild, man. It's wild.
It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, I'm in, you know, and again, I'm going to stress this because we've been really talking about kind of the insanity of collecting G.I. Joe as a whole right now. This shop pay for me is why I'm going to be able to go in, because I'm kind of exhausted at this point between going to AR, planning on Winterfest, the pre-order onslaught.
I like Classified. I really like Classified a lot. And we've talked about this before. I hate how Hasbro and a lot of companies, they hold you hostage in the pre-order situation. So you pre-order, you don't have a choice to pay now or pay somewhere along the way. Like, I pre-ordered a figure and I got paid. Let me pay for that real quick and get that off my plate. It's just there until they decide to ship. And if they say August 2024 and they decide to ship in November 2023, they charge you in November 2023, even though your money is planned for August 2024. And I get it. It's a business, whatever. And at the same time, everybody complains when they don't get their toys fast enough. But having the option to pay now, pay later, or pay it, your goddamn women will, would be such a simple and beautiful thing for all toy companies. This isn't a shot at Hasbro. It's a shot at, in the modern era, having a more flexible way to pay is almost criminal that we don't have it. And it does make Classified, and then if you're into Black Series, if you're into Marvel Legends, if you're into Indiana Jones, if you're into Power Rangers, it gets really exhausting.
I mean, just one more time to sing the praises of Shop Pay, I've purchased two different jackets that, like, I would have never been able to really want to drop, you know, what a winter jacket costs. You know what I mean? I've purchased shoes. I've purchased stuff for my drums. I've purchased, like I said, tons of stuff from Boss Fight Studio. It is like such a nice, and also what I wanted to add in is there's the Shop Pay app. So when you sign up for Shop Pay, now even if you, wherever you purchase, you can track it in the app, and you can also, like, they give you the date, and if you need to pay before, you can do it.
So exactly
what you're saying, where it's like, you know, so if I made a purchase on a Tuesday with Shop Pay and it was split up every 2 weeks and it was, say, it was $50 every 2 weeks or whatever that is, you know when the bill is coming, and you can also go in and pay early. So like if I get paid on Friday and I'm like, just pay it now so I don't have to forget about it until Tuesday. There's a lot. It's a very friendly system.
And on top of pre-orders and crowdfunded Cobra Cruisers, we are 16 days away from Iowa.
Yeah, it is a busy month for me. I am excited. I was a little bit stressed because I am going out of town this weekend. And in my brain, I was like, well, shit, I'm going to, like, going out of town for the show I'm going to. And then now the next week is Iowa. And then I looked at the calendar. I was like, no. I have a full week in between, which is awesome. But yeah, I mean, we are leaving the first.
Yes.
It's like game time. I'm hyped. I haven't put a single thought into shopping. I'm just excited to hang out.
Yeah. I've talked to Alexander a couple of different times about putting together his, like, idea list for some things to look for. Although he, like me, likes to be inspired and, you know, find the find. But it's always nice to have, like, oh, this is the thing. And then everything else is, you know, regardless, we're both excited. He's getting ramped up. Since we're 2 weeks out, 2.5 weeks out, you know, in the morning, I need to email his teacher and make sure that that's all prepared. I guess we will overload on Halloween candy to stay awake for the drive and make it happen. Sugar rush and roll, I guess.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD.
Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.